And ladies and gentlemen, I thank everyone who has responded to my Buy American-made commentaries. We certainly all agree that too many items on the American market are imported from other countries, and the lack of American-made products in some stores needs to be addressed. Now, no one is discouraging worldwide competition in our stores. We are simply seeing imported products overpower the United States marketplace. People agree that taxes and regulations on businesses drove many companies abroad in search of cheaper labor, lower taxes, and more profit. Some blame government and labor leaders, while others blame the American people for not reacting as they watch thousands of local and national companies simply pack up and leave America without a major reaction. If people had spoken up over the last 25 years, things would be much different today. It is only now, as we see more and more Americans losing their jobs and stability, that people are reacting and demanding change. Now that so much damage has been done, it will take a lot more effort to turn this very difficult situation around. However, it can be done if local and national government officials, leaders of businesses large and small, and labor leaders unite for the benefit of American workers and America's economy. I'm suggesting that government officials, business leaders, and labor leaders make plans to meet and set a timeline for action. They should also discuss upgrading workforce training at every level, seek appropriate adjustments in wages and benefits for workers, and modernizing America's manufacturing facilities so that we can be competitive in the world marketplace. The main purpose of my Buy American-made commentaries is to get people to think about how we can help reverse the trend of the past 25 years and help the businesses we still have in the United States of America remain viable and continue to employ Americans. I'm urging you to spend your dollars wisely and stimulate American businesses so that they can retool and produce more products for both domestic consumption and foreign export. Together, we can reverse today's trend and return to a balance of domestic and imported products in our stores. I'm asking that you take the time to look at the tags on the products you're planning to purchase when you go shopping, and you'll see exactly what I mean. This is a grassroots effort to make people think about how they spend their money and in the process help maintain the industries and jobs we presently have in the USA, with the long-term goal of restoring even more jobs for Americans. Consider how you can support the Buy American Made campaign, especially by seeking out American Made products every time you go shopping. This is Michael Blihosh, and as always, I appreciate hearing from you. I welcome your comments and suggestions, and ask that you spread the word to your family members and friends. You can email me from my internet site at michaelsupportsamerica.com or americanworkersneedyou.com. And by the way, to help you spread the word, there is a Support American Workers promo on my homepage. Print it out for yourself and email it to a friend to encourage others to support the campaign. It's right there on the top left-hand side of americanworkersneedyou.com.